Sometimes Neil Gill for breakfast doesn't all fit in between 6 and 9 each morning.
So this is where we put the extra bits. All the bits you may have missed. Neil Gill for breakfast.
The podcast. Anytime you want on Listener.
Coming up on today's episode, we're going to be catching up with Gene Kennedy from the Orange City Bowling Club. Both Orange's bowling clubs are getting together to raise money for a very worthwhile cause. Also, Russell Tim from MoneyLink Financial Planning is going to join us. We'll be talking about superannuation and how you can avoid tax on super death benefits that are paid to your nominated beneficiaries. But firstly, the Western New South Wales Business Awards are coming up soon and entries are closing not too far away. I thought we'd find out the details. And joining me online this morning, it's the Regional Director of the Western New South Wales Business Organisation, Vicky Seckham's online. Vicky, I do believe that this event is not too far away.
Well, entries are open right now and closing on Wednesday the 20th of March. And then we've actually got the gala event in 31st of May in Bathurst.
Yeah, that should be absolutely huge. Looking forward to being a part of that. Now, who should be entering and getting involved in this?
Look, almost any business in Western New South Wales should be getting involved. For a whole range of reasons, because there's categories, obviously, just for the businesses, but there's also categories for Employee of the Year, Young Business Leader, Outstanding Business Leader. So we've got almost 17 different categories on a range of different topics, from community organisations to Employer of Choice. So it is almost any business, small or large, should be getting involved. We often get a lot of businesses who sort of say to us, oh, we haven't been doing anything, we're just doing what we do. And what we say to them, it's such a great opportunity to acknowledge your key staff and your businesses. And also, it's just a great way to not only promote your business, but it also gives you an opportunity to look at what you've been doing in your business over the past year and kind of identify some of those strengths and weaknesses and maybe make some changes. I think the big thing, a lot of businesses who have been through the process have said it's been a really worthwhile process, even if they haven't won. So, you know, our awards are part of a bigger program. So the local chamber awards feed into our awards. So their winners are automatic finalists. And then if you win at the Western New South Wales, you proceed to the State Business Awards in October in Sydney. So it's a big part of a New South Wales-wide program.
All right. I like what you just said there, because 52 weeks of the year, probably 7 days a week, business owners are going through the motions, delivering their product, however that might be in terms of goods or services. But to actually step out of that and have a look at where your business's strengths and, as you say, weaknesses may lie, could really help improve your situation.
Oh, absolutely. I think businesses, that when I chat to business every day, sort of, as you said, 52 weeks of the year, you know, business owners are working their butts off right through, you know. So it's just a great opportunity to step back and relook at your business differently. So, and think about those future directions and goals. And I think, you know, the joy, you know, I've been involved in the Business Awards program for about 10 years now. And the joy that I get from those awards is seeing businesses who think they, you know, they've just been doing things averagely, might get an award a night. And that excitement and that acknowledgement is just something really great for them to, you know, go further and do more. And, I just think it's a great progress and it's a great way to really showcase businesses, the strength of our business community in Western New South Wales, because there's just so many fantastic people doing amazing things right across the region.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there an overall big gong that one business gets?
There is. We have a Western New South Wales Business of the Year, and last year it was Clever Cookie Academy from here in Orange. I mean, they started off in 2019, literally out of a shed, and now we're 2024. You know, they've turned education on the head. So it's just such a great, you know, what they're doing is amazing. And, you know, another winner from who was Business of the Year was 123 Ticks, a ticketing company right here out of Dubbo, taking on the big guys like Ticketek.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, just incredible.
I didn't know they were a Central West business. There you go.
Yep. There you go. And that's what the awards are really great for. You just uncover all these amazing businesses right across the region.
Yeah, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you this, Vicky. Do you have to be a member to nominate? What's the setup there?
You do have to be a member, but that is free. So you just literally, if you Google 2024 Western New South Wales Business Awards, it will take you straight to the website. You just sign and it's totally free to become a member. And then you that will take you through to the award site. So okay. We sort of encourage people. There's generally 5 questions with every category. So it does take a little bit of time, but it's not onerous. So it's well worth the effort.
Absolutely right. Plenty of categories, 17 in total, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, for the 2024 Business Awards Western New South Wales Division. And entries close once again. That was the 20th of March. Yep, get on to it, ladies and gentlemen. Do not delay, act now. Vicky Seckham, good to chat. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Neil.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
The podcast.
Now it's time to turn your attention to the not so exciting topic of superannuation and how you can avoid tax on your super death benefits. And joining us online from MoneyLink Financial Planning, it's a very warm welcome to Russell Tim. How are you, Russell?
G'day, Neil. I'm pretty good. What about you?
Yeah, going well. Thank you. Now, we've talked a lot about superannuation in the past, and no doubt we will again in the future, because it's a very tax-advantaged way to save for retirement. But the rules are complex, and we've discussed that too. And as I've heard it said, there can be quite a bit of tax on your super after you pass away and it goes to your family. What are the details?
Yes, Neil. Well, I guess first let's make one thing quite clear from the start. That is that your super balance does go to your beneficiaries after your death. I've had the occasional person think that maybe your leftover super goes to the government, but that's definitely not true. It goes to your beneficiaries. You've got to nominate them. Now, superannuation has many tax advantages. There are concessions when you contribute. There's low tax on the ongoing earnings inside the fund, and there's no tax when you retire. However, it is true that there can be a nasty tax surprise for some beneficiaries after the retiree passes away.
All right. So, Russell, how much? Is there a set tax rate?
Well, it depends on who the beneficiaries are. Super benefits received by a spouse pass tax-free. They're also tax-free to dependent children, but they're not tax-free to adult children or other non-dependent relatives. The tax is usually 17%, including Medicare levy. So if you had $300,000 of taxable benefit in your super, that would be $51,000 worth of tax to pay.
Wow, that seems to be an awful lot. Is there any strategies that people can use to reduce this amount of tax?
Well, yes, some people can. Until last financial year, there was little that could be done about it in most cases. The only solution was to withdraw the super benefit while the owner was still alive, and which they're entitled to do tax-free, of course. So if only we knew when we were going to check out, Neil. But the superannuation rules changed from July 22, so some retirees can now take steps to reduce or eliminate this tax. It's well worth retirees talking to a financial advisor about what the likely future liability will be for them and if it can be reduced.
Okay, so how does it work and how is the tax calculated?
Well, each super benefit is made up of a taxable component and a tax-free component. For most people, the taxable component is much larger than the tax-free part. It arises from employer contributions and salary sacrifice amounts. However, each person's account details are different, so you have to check. Now, drawing money out of a super accumulation or pension account and then recontributing it back into super without claiming a tax deduction can move money from the taxable component into the tax-free component. So that's what people need to do. But you have to be careful that you don't breach the withdrawal or contribution rules, of course.
Yeah, the rules are complex. Now, withdrawals. There are no restrictions on taking money out of super once you've retired, are there?
No, that's right. As long as you're over age 60 and never intend to work, you can take money out of super. And once over age 65, withdrawals are entirely unrestricted.
And what about super contributions? There are some pretty specific limits on them as well.
There are, yeah, definitely, quite strict limits, and hefty penalties apply if you breach the limits, of course, too. So the recontributions must be planned carefully. Before July 22, retired people over age 65 couldn't make super contributions at all. Then the rules changed, so people under age 75 can now make non-tax deductible contribution. They're allowed to put in up to $110,000 in each financial year. They can also bring forward two future 20 years of contribution. So $330,000 can be put in immediately, provided no more contributions are made until 3 years have passed.
So does this mean that if you're over 65 and you withdraw $330,000 from your super and then recontribute it back into super, that would reduce the potential tax your beneficiaries would have to pay on your remaining super balance after your death?
Yes, Neil, that is a very good summary. If you are over 60 and retired or over 65, you can withdraw the money. Then if you're under 75, you can put up to $330,000 back in super, so long as you haven't put in any other non-tax deductible amounts in the last 3 years. If the super account is larger than $330,000, you might need to do multiple transactions that are carefully timed over several years to eliminate the future tax.
Okay. It certainly is a complex set of rules you need to work with, but we're talking about saving a large amount of tax down the track, so something worth exploring and certainly worth doing.
Yes, I think it is, Neil. It's essential to plan these more complex strategies correctly to avoid the penalties and achieve the best outcome. So, of course, obviously, professional advice can help with that.
Yep, indeed. Thank you very much, Russell.
Thanks very much, Neil.
And Russell Timms, a representative of MoneyLink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services license holder.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Orange and the Central West 105.1 Triple M. This is the podcast edition.
Now, a charity that had some big traction in the Central West for many, many years was Give Me Five for Kids. It did change its name to Give Me Change for Kids, and it's now administered by the Lions Club of Orange. Well, Orange City Bowling Club, in conjunction with the Orange X Services Bowling Club, have got in touch with me and said, we'd like to have a joint day where both clubs come together, play some bowls in good spirit and raise some money for Give Me Change for Kids. So I looped in the Lions Club of Orange, and this is a great idea, and it's coming up this weekend. I thought we'd find out some of the details. And Gene Kennedy from the Orange City Bowling Club is online with us this morning. Jean, what's going on this weekend?
It is an inaugural tournament between the two clubs. This concept came about as we hosted the country club at our club for 2 years while that club was undergoing refurbishments. And so this is a way of getting together and renewing those friendships each year. So 16th of March is the first, starting at 9:20 a.m. with the reading of the conditions of play. And it should be a format with a difference, a very big difference.
Okay, tell me, what's the difference in the format for this Saturday?
Well, it's a team of fours. There's 8 teams from Country Club and 8 teams from Orange City. They're 2 men and 2 women. We play singles while the rest of the team play triples. They come together then for the fours in the afternoon, and then we have a scoring system of 3 points for a win, 1 point for a draw, and 0 for a loss, of course.
Okay. Now,
so it's very different.
Now, there's a fundraising element here, and the Lions Club of Orange have got involved as well. Tell us what's the details.
Exactly. Yes, Orange Lions, they are responsible for Give Me Change for Kids, and it used to be Give Me Five for Kids, so people are a little bit uncertain there. And they came to our last meeting, and they were impressed with what we were trying to achieve, and they have kindly donated $1,000 to the day. So we're most appreciative of that, and a particular thanks to Graham from Orange Lions, who initiated that, and also Woodward Street Butchery have again sponsored the barbecue lunch for the day.
Oh, yeah.
And because that's a big saving, because we're charging $15 a head for players to enter, and that includes your green fees and your lunch. So the more we can save, the more we can give to our cause, Give Me Change for Kids.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, it's just great to see, and I'm assuming the teams and nominations are all full?
We've got a couple of men vacancies in the ladies. I can't speak for a country club. Phil McGarity was to join me this morning to enlighten me in that area, but he is full on with work commitments at the moment, and he's been a great worker with me on this as well. We have two of their people from country club on our BAP committee, or Bowls Assistance Program as it's known, and they have been wonderful as well. So we do appreciate their efforts. Next year, it will be at their club. We're swapping around year after year. So it's going to be between the two bowling clubs. And I think it's a wonderful event to keep us all together.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm certainly going to call out at some point on the weekend and and say good day and see how things are progressing. But should be fantastic. And as you say, to reunite both these friendships that were very close over a couple of years.
Exactly, exactly. And anyone's welcome to sponsor or give in kind to the day. They only need to ring the club and say it's for the bat, give me change for kids, and they can give in at the counter there.
Yeah, fantastic. So, easy as. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Give Me Change for Kids, which once was Give Me Five for Kids, is now being administered by the Lions Club of Orange. But similarly, and still as it has been now for over 15, 20 years, the money that's raised, it all goes to the Children's Ward at the Orange Health Service. It stays right here.
Exactly.
And that's the good thing about this charity. Jean, nice to chat as always, and we'll see you at the weekend.
Thank you for the time, Neil. Appreciate it.
Neil Gill for Breakfast,
the podcast.
And that concludes this week's episode, and thank you very much for your company right here on the Listener app. Don't forget, you can catch me weekday mornings on 105.1 Triple M, or of course, live on the Listener app. And again, join me next week for another edition of the Triple M Breakfast Podcast right here on Listener.
Neil Gill for Breakfast.
Anytime you want on Listener.
And 6 to 9 weekdays on Orange and the Central West, 105.1 Triple M.